Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. What's good? What's good, everybody? It's Hood Talk Radio with your boy, Max Image, man, with the food. So who cooking tomorrow, man? Call and let us know. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. Of course, we're a little bit late. You know what I'm saying? Everybody running around doing pre-Black Friday shopping and all that good shit. But don't spend all your money on Christmas yet. Because it's Thanksgiving, remember? what's that name of that nasty shit? Cranberry sauce, stuffing, and dressing. Because this is different, man. Y'all motherfuckers better learn that shit. It's going to be all kind of turkey, everything, come Friday morning. So you know what? Enjoy tomorrow. Be thankful for something. You ain't necessarily got to get stupid full. But, at least you can, you know. But it's one thing that's tripping me out. Everybody calling around trying to figure out who cooking. Everybody. Even the motherfuckers that was cooking all the time. It's like, who cooking? So y'all call us and let us know. Text somebody. Let somebody know who the fuck is cooking. Y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy, Max Image. This Hood Talk Radio with the food. It's Al Porter Jr.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for it.
I was watching Rooster today.
They ain't ready for me.
Thinking about Kunta Kinte and all.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
In the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that loud pack. Of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, till they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Started days of old, dropped top 9-8 before the
Gucci lames, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight no fact. Cause when these rappers go and lie on their song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
646-478-0944. That's right. Just to hit y'all up, man. You know, I just came to a realization of some shit, you know, watching a few of these damn commercials on TV, that some of the technology that they're selling us right now for thousands and thousands of dollars, dude, somebody already got that motherfucker. It's been tested. It's been proven. And so now they're going to mass produce the shit. Some rich ass motherfucker came up with the idea that instead of building your house around music, how about building a system that can tune itself to your house? Now, somebody had to think of that shit. They had to build it. They had to sell it in order for it to make sense. So guess who they sold it to first? That's right, the rich dummy. Because while he thought he was getting something exclusive, the rich dummy actually proved to the designer and the manufacturer that we can make a lot of money off of these rich dummies first, and then we'll ride the masses. All right? So you rich motherfuckers and you people with money, y'all got to have the shit first. Like when the Jordans came out, every time they got a new pair of Jordans, you notice the motherfuckers with money go out and run and order their shit before they come out, spend $1,000. See, y'all the motherfuckers that pay for the commercials and, you know, the streams, y'all the ones that pay for that. And we appreciate it. But by the time us in the hood get it, they ain't even the real Jordans, no matter how much we pay for them. They're not the ones that the motherfuckers driving Ferraris and Maseratis got? No. Our shit say made in China. And yet we still pay $200-$300 for them bitches. All right? Newsflash. The niggas that's wearing real Jordans, the ones you niggas dying for, the ones you out there robbing niggas for in the hood, those ain't even the real Jordans. I don't give a fuck how much you pay for them. Okay? They was bootleg. Michael Jordan got a store that if you want some authentic, as they say, Jordans, all right, you have to go to a particular store and purchase those. And you actually, it's like a suit. You have to go get fitted for those motherfuckers. Now, I'm sure MGK know this. I'm sure Fat Al and Ray Cash and all them niggas know this because they got money to go to the store and get fitted for their Jordans. But you and I, we don't know that. Check it out. Think about that shit. The Levi jeans that they got on the commercials, you really got to go to the Levi store to get those. Because the ones that's hand-stitched with the economy, the way it is now, they won't hire enough motherfuckers to hand-stitch no jeans to sell them in all the major stores in the world. So think about that. Just some shit for thought. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers gonna rush out and buy all the new everything. All right. A warning for all y'all Black Friday shoppers. You get your shit, you wrap it up. You don't know if the shit really worked, but you got a deal on it. Okay? Go on out, do your shopping. But know why you out there to hurry up and buy that motherfucking 42-inch screen TV and all of that shit for Christmas. That you're buying the returns, the remanufactured, the ones that ain't been tested, that we really don't know if the shit gonna work out, but we gonna sell it cheap anyway because we know that motherfuckers is gonna line up to buy this shit the day after Thanksgiving. Now, all you smart ass motherfuckers, this is what y'all gonna do. Y'all gonna stay up all night, stand in line somewhere, and wait to get inside the store so you can go and buy your shit that's been drastically marked down, thus securing the bottom line of the people that made the shit. Now, Walmart gonna go out and spend some billions, well, go spend some millions on some shit, which they already have, all right? Buy all of the shit that they know you motherfuckers gonna want for the holidays. See, they buying it at a markdown. So, say for instance, the TV is $300, and on Black Friday you can get that bitch for $129. Well, they only pay $50 because they bought a million of them motherfuckers, and you're only buying one. So they still tripling their money off your one. So if they spend $10 million, 30 million motherfuckers is going to buy that one TV. You understand? So if that one TV going to bring them some billions, what do you think that motherfucking trillion, if everybody in the world bought that one TV that they paid $50 for and they sell it to you on that one day for triple the money, they're making $30 million off that one item. And how many items do they have in their stock? How many items on their shelf? You got Walmart, Kmart, Sears, Where the fuck Sears been? You heard anything about Sears outside of Sears Optical? Kmart? These motherfuckers got a commercial now. What the fuck? Y'all motherfuckers been closing down in Cleveland for years. Everything turned around. Okay, Kmart gone. Y'all got commercials, though. Let me know what the fuck that is, man. This Shy Kisses, man. 36 bars of power. Good talk radio.
Catches the way your mind can't see. sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. Wanna just throw your life against the wall, don't make no sense to me. Dude, why did you go through a thing? This relationship is up in chains. This is your downfall, don't make no sense to me.
Look, baby girl, your man ain't gon' change, and you tryna change him, that's highly insane. You need to leave, and it's your time to leave. Don't make no sense to me
at all.
Man, why is you sticking around? She playing you clown, another nigga dicking her down. Got you moped out, feeling depressed and looking all down. Don't make no sense to me
at all. Got you to where your mind can't see. Sometimes make it hard for you to breathe. This is gonna be a downfall. Don't make no sense to me at all. Nigga, why is you going through a thing? This relationship is up to change. Wanna just throw your life against the wall. Don't make no sense to me at all.
I know. Y'all ain't ready for this one yet. I was just fucking with y'all anyway. This Fred Fred's there. Bald head Fred.
This goes
big
out
time
to the pretty dark skinned girl.
Dark skin, big girl,
dreams. Every night in my sleep, don't wanna wake from you. You are the truth, and I'm loving your vibe. I need you in my life, dark-skinned girl, girl.
Yeah, it's my nigga Baldhead Fred right there with a Big Chocolate. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland Zone. I don't know, man. This nigga here, though, you know, he changed his name. He changed his name. Okay, that's my dog, but he got a new name now. And he, you know, sent me a friend request. That's how I knew. I guess he changed his name up to make a difference in his career. It was a suggestion or whatever. I'm not sure, but I just, you know, wish him luck with that venture. You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. I know you're watching the Empire, but, and I am too. But, you know what I'm saying? Niggas still got shit to say. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow night, you know what I'm saying, for Thanksgiving. Everybody will be eating, you know, drinking and enjoying and shit. Even the white folks talking about it, man. And I have to say this. Black people, you know, in the position, you know, that I'm in, you know, I get to hear a lot of shit, and I especially get to hear y'all think that the only people that talk about each other and dog each other and this and that and the other, and see, this is another one of those mind-boggling things that I just never really get to understand. Until I guess, you know what I'm saying, I got in my age and I've experienced what I've experienced. You know, white folks used to keep y'all shit secret from everybody. You know, when you didn't like somebody or when you hated somebody or when you thought somebody was a dickhead or an asshole or whatever, you know what I'm saying, y'all just, you wouldn't let anybody hear you talk about another white motherfucker. Now, you help another motherfucker up. Well, let's help his raggedy fucking ass get off his fucking feet just one more fucking time. And if he fucking falls down again, he's on his own. But you'll give that motherfucker a shot. You know what I'm saying? Over and over and over and over again. You can catch the motherfucker with the needle in his arm in the bathroom, stall, sleep, drooling, knock the fuck out, hide his mind. But if he goes to rehab for 30 days, he'll keep his position. You know what I mean? The thing that I came up with that is, and the reason why I'm stressing this to you black folks, because I'm not Mexican, I'm not Puerto Rican, or any other of the colored races, as Charles Darwin and his predecessors named us, the darker races, as they call us. If they are that treacherous towards each other, and at this point, like blatantly out in the open, just blatant with it, you know, that was a redundancy right there, blatantly out in the open, haha, same shit. But they're not hiding it no more. It's like, fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? So this is the way they treat each other. Just imagine how they treat you and how they talk about you. So while you running around kissing ass and smiling all day and, you know, being that perfect nigga, just think about that shit. When your ass walked the fuck away after hearing what you hear. See, that's how a lot of motherfuckers come up dead. You don't even know. You heard some shit, and the motherfuckers figured that motherfucker might say something about it. Let's get rid of him. Pow, y'all! And you're gone. You ain't did nothing wrong. You walked into the room at the wrong motherfucking time. But that's, you know, part of life. I got to be a little bit more vigilant. But understanding the things that we are only human beings. Now, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, I'm a spiritual person, man. I try to let my spirit lead me. And sometimes, you know, I don't always listen to the spirit. Sometimes I think it's the spirit talking to me, but just be my dumb ass self. saying, yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't always listen when the spirit talking. I get mad when I'm thinking I'm listening to the spirit and I do something and end up being something else to disgust me and make myself mad at me. You know what I'm saying? Or mad at what I perceive to be my spirit talking. So you got to pay attention to a few more things. You know what I'm saying? You want to live in a 360 world. Live in a 360 world. Then your vision got to be 360. I just want to remind everybody that we do need to be a little bit more vigilant about our daily walk. All right? We got a vibration. We have to tune into it. And therefore, tune into Mother Earth. And we will be able to see with our third eye exactly where we need to go. And you can hear your spiritual self talking instead of your physical self, the flesh, in other words. See, you know, they say God don't make no mistakes. And I believe that. But it was the motherfuckers that manipulated our DNA. Now, they made motherfucking mistakes. That's proof that this shit is true. Okay? Let me tell you, proof. When somebody give you a recipe on how they made that macaroni and cheese, and they give you the fucking recipe, but you made it too, but yours didn't come out like theirs. You followed the fucking recipe to the T. Only two things can happen. They didn't tell you every fucking thing, or you made a mistake. When you copy somebody else's shit, somewhere along the line, you're going to make a motherfucking mistake. It's just like that. Let's turn that shit up. But at the same time, just remember, oh yeah, see, these are my kids. They're trying to oh, I tried to have them tonight. They want to come get me. I ain't gonna let them. Not tonight, shit. But God don't make no mistakes. When you copy somebody else's shit, like I said, somewhere along the motherfucking line, you are going to find yourself making a mistake. Damn, I didn't do it exactly like that person did. Because it is a spiritual thing. Okay? If you just followed what somebody wrote down on a piece of paper, you're missing one thing. You should have asked them, where were you spiritually? What kind of mood was you in when you made this motherfucking macaroni and cheese? Because this shit is off the chain. Was you in the, I'm going to make the best macaroni and cheese in the world mood? Or was you in the, I'm going to make my macaroni and cheese just like they did? And your shit didn't come out the same. Because some of the ingredients, somewhere along the line, you made a mistake. So, if the creator of all things made everything the way he wanted for himself, all right? And somebody else came along and said, hey, we can do the same thing. And they said, no, that wouldn't be right because they already made it. See, that's why we got copyright laws and all this and all of that shit. Think about it. That's all I'm saying. If you make something that somebody else already made, they're going to sue the shit out of your ass. Okay? And you're going to wish you had never copyrighted. They call it plagiarism. So, in essence, we are the product of plagiarism with a twist because we are imperfect. We die. Okay? We die. All we're supposed to do is work and serve, and then we die. You never figured that one out. Work and serve. I don't give a fuck what position you in. If you got a boss, you serve somebody. And in serving somebody, you work. You work your ass off. You sit in your fucking cubicle and you type on the goddamn computer till the fucking keyboard doesn't even work anymore. God damn it. All these fucking hours sitting in a seat. Can I get up and do something? Yeah, you can go out there and work in the shop if you want to. Oh, no. Can't fuck around with no hard work. Well, get your ass up and go play some golf. Because the motherfuckers in the shop is making you rich. And you don't care. Because you sit in your office with your brand new motherfucking chairs and you complain. Having to sit in a fucking office and use a magic marker to draw something on a piece of fucking paper. What's the new logo? Man, I fucking gotta come up with a new logo. But this motherfucker gotta produce 50,000 pieces. Hey, I need that shit done today. All right, so let's think about that. Work and serve. According to the Sumerian tablets, that is exactly what happened. That's what it says. Some of the stories you got in the Bible came from the Sumerian tablets. Some of the stories you got in the Bible came from the carvings on the walls in Egypt. And everybody always talking about the interpreter, the interpretation, this, that, and the other, the translations, and la, 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 la. But it is the spiritual induction of information. If you receive information on a spiritual level, you can pretty much count on that shit being absolutely true. How do you do it? What does the Bible tell you? Test the spirits to see whether it be true or what. We only got two words, true or false. We use fake in layman terms, but it's true or it's false. Like fake jewelry, copy, okay? Plagiarized. I still didn't turn this shit down. I said, okay, tomorrow. Yeah. That's a lie. See what I'm saying? Everybody calls me like, what you doing tomorrow? I'm like, I don't know. I got four kids I'm going to be dragging around with me. And they're looking at me to find somewhere for us to eat. And I don't know. Because I hadn't planned on this shit. Like, I'm sure millions of other people really didn't plan on eating, cooking, and having a million people in your house tomorrow. But some of us absolutely will. And that's a shame that they didn't design our lives the way excuse me, I ain't 100% yet. They designed our lives the way we think they are. They designed them the way they want them to be. We're going to be subservient. Sooner or later, y'all going to get it. Because some of us living cushy lives. Some of us are not. And it ain't necessarily because motherfucker didn't handle their business. Some of us are recognized, but some of us are not, okay? So if you don't think that the people that rule us don't understand, you choose one, you let one go, all right? Now, you want to say it's difficult, but I guarantee you it's beyond what we read in our Bible, man. Cook some turkey! But do anybody got anything else besides turkey that we can have for Thanksgiving? or we just gonna eat turkey and cranberry sauce. Ha ha! Look out radio, man. We'll be right back.
Of the end, what we used to be, so ain't no speaking. You can forgive, will never forget the things you've been through. Played by some of your friends, betrayed by who you've been through. Focus on what you've been through. Fuck who tried to offend you. They only try to block and stop what you're about to get into. Your focus is they fear. Just keep your circle clear, and I bet your actions make them haters disappear. This is real right here. I ain't gonna fake with you, nah, cause I relate with you. And all the ones that's in there too, making them race with you. I'ma send you crazy pills.
Okay.
Make sure your baby's busy.
Okay.
Some money on your books and your outfit. Cause I'm your little brother, raised by a good mother. You Connie's son, I'm Connie's son too. Motherfucker, we never been suckers. Always been hustlers. Never gave a fuck about if they love us. Shit, we had each other. Same color, same mother, same father. We grew up in the same house, so we shared the same problems. Hey, we done been through so much shit together. I ain't backing out now, we gon' do this bit together. I'm in this group right now, wishing we could fit together. Cause if I'm on it, you was with whatever.
Yeah,
and we better as a team.
Okay,
so I need you on the scene by any means. I ain't gon' let you do no whole 19. And though it seems you in a tight spot, baby mama wrote statements to the cop. Just know everybody get their turn. Watch this, think about your daughter. And think about your junior. Then you plot and strategize and make them plans that they're pursuing. Some people come home later, some people come home sooner. Some people look at the boss, but I prefer that you look through them. Cause I know you in your zone, and we know that judge was wrong. Just keep your head up, nigga, before you know it, you gon' be home. I love you too.
What the power structure really want is what we call unearned income. Slavery was nothing but unearned income for whoever owns the slave. And once slavery ended, that's where Wall Street came from. Wall Street was based on slavery. Everything that blacks were producing went to Wall Street then. And now that all that money that's amassed on Wall Street is still producing unearned income. All that money is producing a regular salary. For people is in stocks and bonds and dividends. They don't have to work. Never had to work. But we're going to talk about that later on. So what I'm saying now is that you're going to have this massive influx of immigrants into the country that are better equipped. They don't have your legacies. They don't have your disadvantages. They're walking across the border. They're going to get a free lunch. They don't have to pay dues. But you got public policies in this country that are equating them to black folk. They equate them to black, and what we've allowed them to do starting in 1970 is to wrap themselves in black folks' suffering and pretend somehow they suffered along with black folks. And therefore, whatever program is created under this misguided label called minority, that they are equal to you and over you. And we're going to deal with that whole concept of minority in a few minutes, too. So that's the problem with the influx of immigrants. And what they are doing is coming into the country and doing what we've never been allowed to do and we've never been bright enough to do in some senses, is to build your own communities. You got to build your communities. You see, every group that when they leave their homeland, the last thing they do is look in the mirror. They look in the mirror and say, I'm going to America. And I'm going to go to America. I'm going to find me a community or neighborhood. Or I'm going to build one with people who look like me. And so that's why you go all over this nation, where they're coming out of Asia. You will find Vietnamese towns all over California, little Cambodia. You'll find a Chinatown in every major city. You'll see the Hispanics come in. They'll build little Mexico, or little Havana, or little Hialeah. You find little Italy's, French towns, German towns, Greek towns, Polish towns. But you cannot find one black town. And we are the only people that keep trying to integrate. We are the only people, rather than looking in the mirror and saying, I see somebody that looks like me, I want to go find and build me a community of people who look like me. We are doing just the opposite. That's your second problem, is inappropriate behavior of black folk. We keep looking in the mirror and saying, I want to get away from everybody that looks like me. You can't have any power and wealth doing that. If you don't have a community, you cannot rebuild Los Angeles without a black community. If I cannot come in this city, you can tell me where every black lives, where he stays, where he works. You don't have a community. And all of you that want to go in business, don't waste your time. You cannot start a business and operate without a town or a community. Why can't you do it? Because without a community, you have no market. If you don't have a market, every black will go by your store at 200 miles an hour heading for the suburbs and heading for the malls. And then that's why you got this major displacement of capital out of the black neighborhood. And I tell black folk, if you want to go in business today, don't do it. Give me the money. I need it. Because you're going to go bankrupt. 80% of all black folk that go into business under the present system, you will go bankrupt within 2 years. You will lose your money within 2 years because you don't have a market. And see, that's how the other groups function. They have their own markets, their own communities. And we're going to talk about that a little later on, too. See, the good Reverend Dr. Price, he gave me 2 hours to talk to y'all, so I'm going to get to all those points, okay? So we got major problems. That's the second thing, is dealing with this influx of immigrants. And what I'm telling you is that they're not coming in here to be your partner or your ally. They're coming in to compete with you. And your black organization and your black leadership in this country is afraid to teach black folk how to compete with all these other groups. And they're afraid because they keep trying to create allies with them. You cannot ally with anybody who's planning on supplanting you. You see, if you go check the Council of La Raza, you check the Council of Salalah, if you check the National Hispanic Defense League, if you check the National Hispanic Party, the first thing that all of them have is to change the issues in this country from white and black to white and Hispanic. They're planning on supplanting you. When the National Hispanic Party started in Miami in 1974, I was in the governor's office there. I was the only black in politics. That was the first item on their agenda, saying by the year 2000, they want to take blacks out of the equation. And that's why, as Dr. Price just said, that's why they control South Florida.
Gaddafi said something to some Arab students going to study in France. The press quoted as being he was cruel, he was racist, he had no manners. Maybe he didn't say it the best way, but he told me, I'm sending you to France, get an education in engineering, and in the basic sciences, I'm not sending you to France to look for a wife.
That's right.
If you want a wife, you send to Libya to get one. And I want one thing thoroughly understood. I want you to be good patriots. I want you to be good Arabs. And you cannot produce a good Arab between the legs of a European woman.
All right, y'all. We want to give shouts out and props to Dr. Claude Anderson and Dr. John Henry Clark for those words of understanding and information. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all paid attention to that. Just don't be scared, but pay attention to it, ingest it, take it, and incorporate it into your view and your thought process about your entrepreneurship, because it is important that we understand where we came from so that we know what it's going to take to get where we want to go. You know what I mean? It's all set up, but you know what I'm saying? Do a little bit of research, do a little bit of studying, and everything will be cool. All right, we're closing around to about 30 minutes left to go to the show. We're going to play a little bit of music for you guys, and we're going to have some fun tonight. All right, this is B-Max Image. It's Waiting on You, instrumental. Hood Talk Radio.
What?
I make you suck on this long dick. You gonna love me?
Fat motherfucker. fuck a nigga and what? Niggas real rap, she gon' check us. Let them suckers talk shit while we chase bucks. Cause they step up, we gon' check nuts. Word this passion right here. Never caught the Holy Ghost, catch you right here. That evil shit, we don't fuck with it. That's haters food and they stuck with it. Don't feed my niggas that bullshit. Fuck faking motherfuckers in the pulpit. Keep giving them money because they say it. How come I never hear them tell a nigga same shit? Cause they running that slave shit. And that bitch don't think if you don't pay it. And they ain't IRS, so I wave it. And I ain't anti religious, I just don't fuck with. Damn, word, fuck a liar, fuck a liar. I hope your motherfucking pants stay on fire. I hope my real niggas get what they desire. Word, yeah, it's fuck a liar, fuck a liar. I hope your motherfucking pants stay on fire. I hope my real niggas get what they desire. Word. Guess who's Bizak on the track back now? I'm fixing, sit back, relax, relax, my recommitment. Coming hard as before, rapping fast, slow, I just smash and go. Pull bins out, lying under pressure, get you in France, kicked out. Give a damn how many tweets that you send out. Rapping with an E on the chest. Yeah, that stand for nothing. The way jealousy ain't worried about nothing. Apparently, I'm talking to him, man, he nothing. I do know. Feeling ahead of me, I'm an artist, just let it be. Never been pissed off, but I'm pissed off. I don't need attention, I just need a victim. I just need a situation to go online for a week. You suck the fuck up and go home. I'm that nigga, now you know it. Be close, right? You ain't know it. So fuck you, and them lame motherfuckers that love you. Always fabricating lies when you don't have to, and you wonder why success always passes you. It's not that hard to be legit. Always scamming these niggas on the business tip. Never ever let them know how much money you make, and they'll be shaving off the top to be cutting the cake. Cause the real wolves, they gon' find out, and they gon' wild out at your hideout. And you know you feel the street, what that's about. Keep it 100 when you cash in and cash out. Word. Fuck a liar, fuck a liar. I hope your motherfucking pants stay on fire. I hope my real niggas get what they desire. Word, yeah, it's fuck a liar, fuck a liar. I hope your motherfucking pants stay on fire. I hope my real niggas get what they desire.
Word. Yes, sir. That was Big Merle song called Word, man, Cleveland Zone. We got a lot of positive radio shows out here. Want to send shouts out to Big Squeeze and his Blazing Flames radio show. You know, I'm going to leave that one alone. But there's people, you know, around the city out for it. Of course, on Monday nights, we're men in the streets. Right here on the Hood Talk Radio Network, 646-478-0944. That's the number. I just wanted to encourage y'all, man, to do a little bit more research and adventures and try and figure out some other shit to do besides robbing. All right? Because pretty soon, you know, that shit going to come to an end. Maybe not the trend, but for you, one way or the other, you're gonna stop that shit. There's only two ways out of the game. I want y'all to understand that. Two ways out. You know what I mean? You're lucky if you walk away with your life, but still the consequences. And I don't want you to always think that well, you form your own opinion of that. But in my opinion, you don't always have to blame God or say, you know, God, why are you doing this to me? You know what I mean? Most of the time is you doing it to yourself. Because if you, you know, read to really comprehend, you know what I mean? The word understand, okay, it doesn't necessarily mean comprehend. It does not legally. Because when you stand there talking to the police and they say, do you, or a judge, and say, do you understand the charges that, you know, they got against you? Dumbass say yes. And that means whatever they decide to charge you with, you agree that that's what they charge you with. That's why you'll never get off. First of all, the word understand is stand under in a legal term. But scripture tells you with all your getting, get understanding, that is definitely a different definition. Understand means to stand under what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? When I tell you to do something, like your parents always say, do you understand? Meaning, do you stand under what I'm telling you? And you better say, yeah, motherfucker, or I'm going to kick your ass and do what I told you to do. That's understand. But understanding, my friends, is the same thing as comprehension. Comprehend. Understanding is different than understand. Take that one and run with it. I swear you can take it to the bank and get some change. So just look that shit up. Check it out. Do your research. That's what it's there for. It's the whole point, the emphasis that, you know what I'm saying, that's why we're here. You know what I'm saying? To get you to see things in a different light. Basically, look at it from more than your shielded eyeballs point of view. Because a lot of people just look and they react. They don't think and act. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Action, reaction, action, all of those words are similar and they are based upon each other, but they can be used interchangeably. So y'all got to be careful about what you believe and what you think based on what you believe you understand. I bet you didn't get that one. They used to call it play on words, but now they call it education. Because motherfuckers don't get it. But we get it around this motherfucker. That's why we got this show. That's why we've been on so long. It's one part dedication, but it's another part understanding, you know, where the fuck we coming from, man. So y'all got to understand some shit or we going to all be in trouble. And I don't know. A lot of these, I'm kind of scared for the future because the kids now off the fucking chain, dude. And it's like, okay, are these the motherfuckers that's going to be, you know, going for president in like 30 years? Running the motherfucking country and shit. So we all going to be at war. So the future is pretty much grim. Seriously. So right now, and I don't know, this is just food for thought. You save up and amass millions of dollars for your kids and this and that and the other and their kids. And by the time you gone, 30, 40 years from now, shit, motherfuckers are going to be spending millions to arm themselves to fight back. Okay? We getting there. It's already started, but at, you know, at certain point in time, you know, it's written. It's happened before. It's going to happen again. It even tell you that in Ecclesiastes, you know. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Check it out. Read it for yourself. There is nothing new under the sun. What is, has been, and shall be again. Think about the shit, man. Think about the shit. The end of the world talk has been before. They're talking about it now, and they're going to talk about it again. So what the fuck do that tell you? What the fuck do that tell you? If I told you that we talked about blowing up the world before, if Noah's flood happened before, don't you think it might happen again? It happened already. The tsunami. I mean, whether it was man-made or not, it happened. And so it was the same way back in the days of Noah. Check this shit out. Noah's flood wasn't the first flood. All right, I'll tell you what you do. go on Google, click the Google button or whatever, or click the microphone, however you want to look at it, and type in, what happened before Noah's flood? Noah's flood. Here, let's try it. Let's try it. I got my phone right here. Just so y'all motherfuckers could understand what I'm saying. Here we go. What happened before Noah's flood? The world before the flood, the search for Noah's Ark, days of Noah. What was it really like before the flood? There was no rain before the flood. I mean, it's all kind of shit. Physics in the Bible, the terrible flood of Noah. New evidence suggests biblical great flood happened. The flood of Noah and the flood of Gilgamesh. So that means during the times of Gilgamesh, who was actually like a great grandson of Noah. Hey, I mean, it's all kind of shit. All right, why did the flood happen? Noah's Ark. All right, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all kind of shit that you can find out just by clicking that little motherfucking microphone and asking a question. So, there is nothing new under the sun. So, somewhere in motherfucking history, a motherfucker like me was sitting at his computer talking shit into the microphone, telling motherfuckers this shit has happened before. And sometime in the future, there's going to be another motherfucker sitting in front of what we call computers, and they may call something else, saying, this shit has happened before, and it's going to happen again. And it's going to happen again, and they're going to say it happened before, and it's going to happen again, and they're going to say it happened before, and it's going to be proof. See, what we don't get right now, people don't understand right now, is that we believe that our current system with the technology that we have, okay, is going to be an everlasting marker that we were here. That little bullshit like the Georgia Guidestones and this and that other. Hey, them motherfuckers gonna get knocked over with the first good wind. And if this pole shift is imminent, like scientists suggest, it's gonna be covered up with water and it might take another 100,000, 500,000 years for somebody to find it. Because the shit that we don't know about, I guarantee you, is at the bottom of the ocean. And I ain't just talking about the ocean that we swim in and the beaches and the little shit we take our yachts out on. No, I'm talking about out there where the motherfucking fishermen meet the perfect storm sometimes. Thank you for the perch. And the cod fishing. Thank you for those too. I like codfish. But there's some shit out there that we don't know about. There's some shit out there that we won't know about because we haven't figured out how not to fall from the sky. We haven't figured out how not to implode under so many millions of tons of water. Because you can only go down so far and the weight of the ocean is going to crush whatever it is that you're in. And they haven't found anything that could go down past at least 2,500 feet besides a microphone or a camera in the damn tube. Don't think the motherfuckers go down 10,000 feet. Okay, we don't even know we got waters 10,000 feet. They just give us digital shit. They'll take a picture of it digitally from space and then guess just about how deep it is based on the color focus. So we ain't been there yet, okay? But I tell you, there's some shit that we haven't seen. There's some shit that we ain't gonna see because the museum, the biggest museum in the world, and I ain't gonna say the name, y'all know what it is, but it's an institution, okay? And these motherfuckers will take some shit and dump it way out in the middle of the motherfucking ocean somewhere where you can't even get a boat out there. They just take it out there and dump it because they don't want nobody knowing about the shit. If the whole power structure will fall down. They had news about a 5,000-year-old spacecraft, and it actually had somebody in it, and it's been buried over in Iraq somewhere for 5,000 years, okay? They even had pictures of it. They had a whole lot of videos on that. You might have to type that in, 5,000-year-old spacecraft found with an alien inside, whether it's true or not. You got to remember, one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. So Nibiru comes into our solar system every 3,600 years. We go around the sun, it takes 365 days, okay? So 1 year on the planet Earth going around the sun in our solar system is the same as Nibiru coming into our solar system every 3,600 years. So 1 year, it takes 24 hours for us to go with a spin. It takes a year to go around the sun. 24 hours to spin. So we got daylight on one side of the planet, nighttime on the other. Okay, 1 year. Think about that, 3,600, 365. One day with the Lord is 1,000 years. So it take 1,000 years for the Nibiru to come in and go the fuck back out. Actually, it only take a year. But the way they got it, it takes about 5 years. But we don't know that for sure. Because we ain't the one that's putting the motherfucking information out there. We don't have the money to spend to get the most accurate information. And they killed all the motherfuckers that want to put the information out. So we're really not getting true and accurate information on any level as much as we can. And those that do get it, they don't say shit because they want to keep living that cushy-ass lifestyle where they don't have to get their hands dirty, you know, they have calluses. You know, you really don't even have to answer the phones or nothing. You just put your coat on, your lab coat or whatever, and your glasses and your gloves, and you go to fucking work. Coming up with the new technology and greatest inventions, medicine, sciences can deliver for the future. Just think about it, man. It's all good. We got love and we got life to live. If you just do this shit blindly, you know, more power to you. But at least you'll have some comprehension and some understanding to go about your everyday life. That's what it is, man. So this is your boy, E-Max Image. I hope I said something that might inspire you today and might get you thinking about doing something different with yourself or even taking what you already have to another level. Remember, blue dots to green dots to yellow dots to blue triangles to green circles. All right? We got to make sure that we expand and we keep up with the competition, even the competition. Can't let the competition bait that competition. You know what I'm saying? Can't let them get you. So if you want to compete in today's market in the world today, you got to do it from the inside. That means on a spiritual level, you have to listen to your spiritual self. Open the third eye. All right? Speaking of which, you want to try to find something else to brush your teeth with. I'm so looking. But don't have fluoride in it. It's the reason why. All right? And y'all will get that. We got about 9 minutes left to go on the show. And I really wanted to do some other things, but, you know, time kind of got away from us. But I'm glad you tuned in, y'all. I thank y'all for listening to what I'm saying and tuning in, even if you listen online, especially to my people online. I love y'all, and I appreciate that shit. So, you know, do y'all some other things, and, hey, do what we need to do, all right? It's your boy, E-Max and Image, and we're going to let some music take us on out of here, all right? It's your boy, E-Max. We'll be back tomorrow night with some other shit for you, all right? Peace.
Drama. got plenty of my own problems, unless you're greeting me. Get the fuck out my face.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow.
New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why, look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah,
said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. If we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. 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 Keep praying, yeah.